This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. At the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, here's what Wisconsin needs to know. On stage at the United Center, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson praising the Biden-Harris administration for rebuilding a once prosperous black neighborhood in Milwaukee, literally split in two under so-called urban renewal policies of the 1960s.
People of color were displaced, homes destroyed, businesses shuttered, all for a quicker commute. Under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, we're bringing Bronzeville back.
The bipartisan infrastructure law is also paying to replace deadly lead pipes in older Milwaukee homes. With Kamala Harris rising in the polls, the pressure would appear to be off of down-ballot Democrats in Wisconsin to provide reverse coattails for the presidential ticket. State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
At the beginning, I was saying that a lot of the energy was coming from our candidates on the doors. We were talking and listening to what people wanted, and it was really exciting. But now there's a fusion at the top, and it's just exploding.
Redistricting turned a lot of red legislative districts in Wisconsin purple. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says that's energizing Democrats in Green Bay, Wausau, Sheboygan, and the Milwaukee suburbs.
Places that were gerrymandered districts for over a decade, and the local communities are thrilled to have an opportunity to finally elect a representative who shares their values.
Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the state assembly and Senate. A federal judge is rejecting calls from Republican lawmakers to give counselors at Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons more leeway in controlling and punishing inmates. GOP lawmakers wanted Judge James Peterson to relax rules for discipline since Counselor Corey Pruill was killed in June. Wisconsin taxpayers who qualify will be able to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. Taxpayers in 12 states in April saved millions in tax preparation fees. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will weigh in on a case of a high school wrestling championship. The high court will decide if Hayden Halter's family can sue the referee whose unsportsmanlike conduct call might have suspended him for the state tournament. The Waterford High School star was reinstated and won the title. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Community discussions are being held in Wausau, all with the aim at citywide improvements. It started with the Avenues of Possibilities Tour, which was hosted at Forward Beverage Company in downtown Wausau. It brought together leaders in various cities to sit and listen and engage with their community. Ideas came up like bike lanes, pedestrian safety, arts, murals, adding pickleball courts, indoor play areas for kids during the winter, or even public equipment rentals for kayaking or canoeing. Leaders in Wausau said it's important to meet community members where they're at and listen to all that they have to say. And you may see self-driving lawn mowers at Aspirus facilities within the area. The healthcare company is utilizing the autonomous lawn mowers in Rhinelander, Tomahawk, Wausau, Merrill, and Portage to reduce its carbon footprint. These nifty machines use navigation and sensor technology to mow. They can even operate and can mow in rain and in the dark. The Lincoln County Board of Supervisors held a board meeting Tuesday to vote on the language of the proposed referendum question to decide whether to continue funding Pinecrest Nursing Home. Voters will see the referendum question on the November ballot if this language is approved. They are authorizing a binding referendum originally authorized on August 9th in the amount of $5 million per year for 5 years, equaling $25 million. Lincoln County residents would pay for this through increased taxes. Technology is becoming increasingly integral in our daily life, and its impact extends to law enforcement as well. The Wausau Police Department earlier this month successfully apprehended suspects using advanced technology, including heat sensors and drones. It's also helped in fighting fires, as the infrared camera can see heat. They've been able to identify hot spots on roofs that the fire department couldn't see. And Rib Mountain hopes to solve speeding problems by adding signs and assistance. Law enforcement says they're seeing an increase in speeding on Swan Avenue, Lilac Avenue, and Robin Lane. So the village is looking at solutions, because increasing citations hasn't been working. Rib Mountain currently has 3 radar signs that rotate throughout the village. The data collected from those signs indicate, on average, drivers are going about 10 miles per hour over the speed limit. They'll also be getting an additional deputy soon, which should help out when it comes to speed enforcement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to resist the Midwest nice. especially when approaching a lane closure in a work zone. Here's the correct way to merge. It's called a zipper merge. Utilize both lanes up until the orange barrels and take turns merging. This keeps traffic flowing continually and avoids long lines in one lane. You can learn more about how to zipper merge at wisconsin.gov. And the land that had previously hosted Country Jam every year has been listed for sale. The land is being sold in two parts with over 100 acres available in total. The main portion of the land that includes the stages and main festival is listed at $1 million for more than 80 acres of land. The other lot of over 20 acres is listed at $500,000. The land is being sold in two pieces because the larger portion of it sits in a floodplain, which means nothing can be built by new owners. And an area Girl Scout just finished her Girl Scout Silver Award. This exercise focuses on contributing to the community, and 14-year-old French decided to combine her two passions to create a public ski shed at Dopke Park in Rib Mountain. She's been a part of the Nordic Ski Club for more than a decade and was eager to help them out. The shed is equipped with donated rowing machines that can be used to improve cross-country skiing technique as well as contribute to overall fitness. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Cards clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a 6-4 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, but Devin Williams allowed some walks. St. Louis able to send it into extra innings. The Cardinals loading up the bases in the bottom of the 10th. Nolan Arenado at the plate. Cover John Fox.
Arenado, deep left. Has he done it? Goodbye! Their backs against the wall. Their season virtually on the line. Still with some magic.
The final, the Cardinals 10, the Brewers 6. Game 3 today. NFL concerned for Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing after suffering a neck stinger in last week's joint practice in Denver. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
We want to be safe and smart. You only get one body, so, you know, thinking about how we can be out there and be as protected.
As Packers running back A.J. Dillon with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you need more reasons to dislike Gwyneth Paltrow, here you go. In a recent New York Post blurb about Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson breaking up or not breaking up, Paltrow, Martin's ex-wife, who he has two kids with, chimed in on her friendship with her ex-husband and Johnson, saying she adores Johnson but also understands people think it's weird because she just passed through it iteratively. Adding, what else can you bring in instead of being resistant to or being made insecure by? There's so much juice in leaning into something like that. What? Unfortunately, my Ginny P to English translator is down, but I think she's trying to sound intelligent. In much more down-to-earth news, Star Wars series The Acolyte will not have a season 2. Despite decent reviews, which include a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, the fan base was completely divided, and the last thing we need in an election year are nerds throwing down. I can say that because I like Star Wars. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon, American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills. And when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged along with four others in connection to Perry's death.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.